Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything, including a lot of Tiger talk. ESPN had a lot to say about your lineup, some red flags for the postseason. And then I presented the absolute perfect trade proposal. No slander, please. But we have to have I think it's an interesting conversation. We have four, let's call them general managers. I don't want to get lost in semantics about, you know, president of this. You have four guy who makes moves for team in this town. Steve Yzerman, Scott Harris, Brad Holmes, and Trajan Langdon. Three of them are objectively very good at what they do. One has been here for 1 year. One has been here now going into his fourth year. One is here in his third year. The other, forget about it. The guy's been here since Stonehenge got put up, and he can't make the playoffs. So my question is, when I ask you to rank them in order of best to worst or worst to first, we all know who you're putting fourth. I will be stunned if anyone has Yzerman anywhere other than fourth. Been here the longest, done the least. But it was a really hard rebuild. Hasn't made playoffs. Team bad. No and no. So I'm just going to assume Yzerman will be four.
Right.
But when I ask the question, whether it's to Rico and his beautiful PGA Tour golf shirt, or to you driving home from another day at your miserable office, the question is this. How do you begin to rank the other three? None of them have a championship.
No.
None of them have made the championship game, but my goodness, on one level or another, they all took over really hard situations and turned them around to where the Tigers, the Pistons, and the Lions all feel like they have legitimate championship windows, either in process, just beginning, whatever. How do we begin to rank the three?
Okay, Stevie's at four for me.
You sure?
Yeah.
But it was a really tough job.
I know.
Wow.
You stole the word out of my mouth. Wow. At number three, I'm going to go with Scott Harris. The reason being, there is success, but we're still talking about how there's versatility and chaos and how, like, you got some okay pieces and you're making it work, but there's nothing that I see. Hey, just wait for these guys later, and then we'll have those players that, you know, you'll go out and buy that jersey for. At two, I got Brad. Lions general manager at two. Reason being, it took him a second. Holmes has some success. He believed in Jared Goff before anybody else in this city did. But I kind of feel like he's getting drunk off his own power now. And rather than going for that knockout blow, he's still just kind of dancing in the ring instead of just knocking the opponent out. I got Trajan at one. I know he's been here a year. He's got a small sample size, but he took this team from being a legitimate joke to all of a sudden they're in the playoffs to all of a sudden they're in the playoffs looking like they are going to knock off the New York Knicks. He made three moves, and those three moves took you from 14 wins to what did they finish with, like 43 wins or something like that? Yes. I have him one, Holmes two, Scott Harris three, Stevie four.
Okay, I'll throw the number out and then I'll go through it because I have a different criteria and whether you think it's fair or not, it's mine. It's my criteria, not you. I'm saying the people.
I was about to say, buddy, it's your opinion.
You're fine. Opinions are mean. 248-539-9797. Rank your GMs in this town, assuming Steve is fourth. I like to look at what did you inherit? Now, I'm not talking out of both sides of my mouth. While Yzerman didn't inherit much, the problem is he's been here the longest. And one could argue, not that I'm going to have this argument, one could argue that even 7 years later, the best player he has is the one he inherited. That's an issue. Also yet to make playoffs. Also, by far and away, the worst pro scouting of any team in town. So Yzerman's four. Then I look at, okay, what did everybody else inherit? When we look at Trajan, you inherited a lot. But he still had to make the massive move. And you have to credit Gores for this, of getting rid of Monty Williams, of making a coaching hire, and of making a couple veteran pro scouting signings. But because he's been here the shortest, I'm going to put him at three.
Okay.
That's not a shot at quality. It's just I would kind of need to see more.
Okay. Fair.
Two would be Scott Harris. He inherited a lot. And look, I'm honest. I killed Al Avila. And I think a lot of it was right because I think Al was largely terrible. But when you look at the team, I mean, you inherited Tarek Skubal. You inherited all these other guys. Like, look at the lineup. Riley Green, Kerry Carpenter, Spencer Torkelson. Dylan Dingler was an Al pick. But what I credit Scott Harris with, the changing of the farm system, the changing of the culture, embracing what the manager wants to do, and then supplying him with shrewd moves with, all jokes aside, players like a Matt Vierling who can be this warhead. You move all over the place. Harris done a really good job with the pitching. But again, inherited A.J. Hinch, inherited Chris Fetter. I have to put him there. Brad Holmes inherited nothing. He inherited a god-awful franchise with a god-awful culture, with a history of god-awful ownership, and seemingly overnight, Rico got this thing where it needed to be, which included, I inherited a quarterback cutscene who doesn't want to be here and has told me I have to trade him. Well, Brad, hey, my misgivings with Holmes are exactly yours. I think they've gotten comfortable having a little season ticket waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like them to go all gas, no brakes. I still think Holmes has done the best job, and this is where I might be unfair. I view turning around the Detroit Lions like turning around the Charlotte Hornets. It's an act of God.
So that's what I'm saying. But Trajan,
I know.
You basically set the record for futility.
But is it wrong that he was only here 1 year so I'd knock it down a peg? Because I need to see you kind of repeat it.
I understand that. I do, which is why I would at least in your thing put him two, but hey, you put him three. It's on you, Mike. It's yours.
I wanted to explain the reasons why. And people don't need to agree, but I do value, man, the guy, like, I love how people use he didn't inherit anything. And that's their excuse for Steve. Well, then what's Brad Holmes' excuse? The answer is he has none. He's done the job that's what the money's for.
Yeah, he's gone out there. He's drafted, especially early on, he drafted very well. Got a lot of key players that are going to be cornerstones to this team.
I could switch. If you tell me a year from now the Pistons are in the playoffs, they have a nice offseason, I could switch Harrison Langdon. I could, because of the inheritance waiting I put on there. The Tigers thing last year was a miracle, right? They were 9.5 out. They traded Flaherty. They have this.
And this
Disney
year kind of feels like the miracle, the sequel.
Somehow it continued, yet all the calls we got earlier today were people saying, look, it's been a blast. I don't think they're this good. People, how do you see it? And look, I'm not going to yell at you. If you want to somehow make a case for Yzerman, you can. But how do you do it against Scott Harris? How do you do it against Trajan Langdon? Certainly, how do you do it against Brad Holmes? We're not arguing perfection. We're discussing actual value of each, call it chairman of the board, of your teams you love. Who's best, who's worst, and who fills out the middle, and why? You can have your own criteria. 248-539-9797. David, do you have any early thoughts?
Yeah, I sure do. Yzerman, whatever.
You got him at one?
No, oh. I have him last. I have Harris above Yzerman because most of these guys are not his guys. So I don't give him a ton of credit while they shifted some thinking within the organization because of him.
A lot.
I still
a lot
have
of systems.
Him third. Yes. I have Trajan above him because 14 wins to 40-plus wins and making the playoffs and making the deals of getting Harris, Beasley, and Schroeder that did that for it in 1 year, I have to give him a ton of credit for that. And I'm a little biased because I love the Pistons, so I think I am biased there.
You got to leave that out.
I'm saying that because I know people are going to say that about me. I know they are.
David, I had him one, and I know. I'm going to get massacred because people love the Lions. I just, per capita, he did more than any other president / GM. Now, he's only done it for a year.
That's the problem.
But, yeah, and I have Holmes one, similar to what Mike said. It's the Lions, man. He turned the Lions around. Like, the Lions? Yeah, man, you did it. And you did everything. He didn't have nothing.
He didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah, he had nothing.
He didn't inherit the number one overall pick. He inherited a staff that drafted Jeff Okuda.
Fair.
All that guy's done is walk in and draft not guys that'll eventually be good, home run after home run. Now, the misgiving is he's not doing enough in a Super Bowl window.
And see,
but I got to rein it back in and go, we're in a Super Bowl window with the Detroit Lions.
He's gotten them there.
And that's why I have him at two, because it's like, okay, but now you're taking a victory lap and you haven't won yet.
But when you talk about championships and getting them there, while they haven't, none of these guys have, he's the closest.
This is why it's a fun time.
Yeah.
People, rank them. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone call. See what the ticket texters have to say as well.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, David, a couple of the ticket texts get to the people. And if you want the Tigers trade discussion, we can kind of condense what we did earlier. If you want the long form, you can go to Odyssey Rewind. But I've got a perfect trade proposal. We'll do it at 5:30. I want to get to a couple of these calls.
How are people ranking him, David?
Scott is first, then Brad, Trajan, and then Iserman. That is Rick out dashing right now.
I would love to hear the case. Not in a way that I think you're wrong. I'm fascinated is, why is Scott above Brad when Brad has been anointed? I'm really interested because it comes down to your subjective scale. Go ahead.
Langdon cannot be number one. Only five players on the court means you can change it more easily than other sports. Holmes made the Lions a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Did the Lions, a Super Bowl contender, Holmes number one, running away?
But I would say this to defend not only Rico, but if it were that easy, then, you know, Hornets.
Yeah.
Wizards.
Pelicans.
Pistons for 15 years. Pels. Look, I understand in theory you're right, but man, if it's that easy, why are the same teams always bad?
Right. And think about this. Not even the players walked in and said, got to get a new coach. You're not ready for this. You don't want to be here. Yeah, you're fired. Got to bring in a new guy. And he made deals. And these weren't blockbuster deals. They seemed minor. They seemed pretty meh. But they all worked out. So that's why I'm like, yeah, it's 1 year. Small sample size, but per capita, he got the job done. Because this
did
team
you just drop
was
a per capita in a sports take?
I did.
Guy puts on a fancy golf shirt and he turns into Shakespeare. Okay. Per capita? Well, should we send you to the big wall? The living map?
Let me show you.
Yeah. Jeez. We had Steve Kornacki at a horse race. Go ahead, David. I'll get to the callers.
I agree 100% with Mike. He gave all the key facts. Pistons were throwing games for picks. Third is where they should be. Langdon has been here for 1 year, but he is on the clock right now.
I think Langdon's got a shot to vault to number one with a big offseason. And the Pistons being a threat in the East, two-year turn, I mean, you get points for that. You do. What's going to be fascinating is, man, if the Lions take a step back. Oh, how about this? When Marcus Davenport gets hurt. Oh, my Lanta.
We don't know if he's going to get hurt.
I'll just tell you, betting on him staying healthy and not getting hurt is a wild strategy.
No, but the reason why I have Brad at two is just because he was there, and he, in my world, he slacked off. He is not going for the kill shot.
You just called him Spicoli. All right, let's go to Matt in Sterling Heights. Matt, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, Mike, I pretty much agree with you. Holmes, number one, it was a dumpster fire, and within 2 years, they're in the playoffs or almost playoffs, and then championship game, number one, easily. Number two, Langdon, ahead of Harris. They both inherited a lot of, the key pieces were all there when they came in. For Harris, even the manager was there. The big reason I put Langdon at number two is he hasn't made any bonehead moves. Harris let the number one trade piece walk away for nothing. He ran to sign Boyd for $11 million. He gave Maeda $22 million for 2 years. He gave Cobb $15 million. The guy was going to retire. So I put Harris number three because he's made bonehead moves that Langdon has not made. Langdon, if the Pistons go to the championship or whatever, he could become number one, I think, pretty easy. And of course, Iserman.
Let me ask a fun question. Matt, what would Iserman need to do to get out of the basement?
Oof. After 7 years, Iserman, they need to make a run. I mean, eighth place playoff teams, the Kings, I think, squeaked into the playoffs and won the cup. But he'd have to get them into the playoffs next year, win a couple of rounds, and then do it again the next year. He's got 3 years of playoffs before he gets out of the basement, only if one of the other guys, farts on themselves. Because they're so far ahead right now.
Okay. Oh, and I mean, Matt, you know why I asked the question. It's like, all right, it's one thing to say he's there. How do you get out of the spot you're in? Yeah, I'm excited for this summer because I don't have to deal with Steve Botts. This is going to be show or go.
They still might be out there, Mike.
Oh, no, don't say that, Matt. Matt, I think the last Steve Bott probably went by the wayside in March and just realized this ain't happening again. When Kenny changed teams.
That was tough.
It was.
That was tough. Let's go to Jesse, 97.1. Jess. Really? Another one of these, huh?
Send him to Apopka.
Honestly. That reference, you missed the show earlier, you wouldn't understand. We'll go to Kevin on a cell. Kev, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you been?
Good.
Good. Okay, listen, I'm going to go Radholmes, number one. Harris, two. Iserman, everybody wanted it. Everybody wanted it. And I still do, right? I mean, I think the guy's a talented hockey player, and he's done great things in Tampa. And everybody's waiting for, like, the prize. How about, can we get a 100-point player? Like, we've got a 65-point player that we're treating like he's a 100-point player. Gave him the captaincy and all that stuff. We've got guys, but they're not. I mean, they don't have. They don't have the defensemen that they had in the 90s.
The simplest way to do this is, 7 years into this, your best player is still a guy that was here when Steve arrived. You want to say Lucas Raymond is better? Fine. The point is, Lucas Raymond's not going to be, he's not going to be mistaken for being an elite top 10 player in this league. They don't have a superstar.
No, I don't care what he did in a little playoff game that meant nothing.
And 7 years in, 7 years in, and we have Peter Mrazek on this roster. Makes me sick.
Mike wins.
No, but to Kevin's point, look, this summer, look, man, we don't make the news, we talk about it. Short of, like, Iserman to get out of the basement in my world would need to have a seismic offseason. I mean, you're talking about a pair or a trio, signings and trades, that reshape the trajectory of this team. It becomes this, holy hell, we just got what? Or we signed who? It has to be something impactful to where, to get out of the basement, there has to be a hope. Mm-hmm. A hope that the Wings are more than just the competing for the play. Like, look, Washington was the last team in this year. Last year. They were one of the top teams in the East in one offseason. They made some moves. They had, I mean, that Protoss kid came out of nowhere to score 30. The point is, Rico, it would take something like that. I don't know what else he could do.
No, I think that's it, Mike. It because he can't do like the little tiny moves that Trajan has done. You're right. It has to be some of those old school Red Wing moves. Like, wow, they made this powerful trade, and this guy is now wants to be a Wing, and he's here. You're not seeing that. And honestly, I think expectation is nobody's expecting that.
Yeah, but. Okay, I'll leave it alone. Kenny's not here. The offseason hasn't started.
It hasn't.
But I'm going to wait.
Hasn't. But I think if you ask most Wings fans, they'd love to be pleasantly surprised. They'd love to get the little notice on their phone.
But I don't think Red Wing fans want to be pleasantly surprised. They want a sportsgasm. They want Steve to have the laser eyes like when he got hired and people were putting a gif everywhere. They want him to just put it on the table, so to speak, and let's go. Yes. Enough. Enough. That's it. Pleasantly surprised left a building 3 years ago.
But what I'm saying is I don't think that the hope is there that you're like, oh, my goodness. Like, Kenny, I remember, like, oh, he's going to do something. And then last year it was like, I hope he does something. And this year it's like, will he do something? Question mark.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. BlinDateBlinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, David, a couple of the ticket texts. Get to a football today. I did pass along a trade idea. We had a great conversation about it. I think it would make Tigers arguably the favorite to win the World Series, but you're going to pay a stiff price for it. Odyssey.com rewind, you want that. David, what do you got on ticket text, buddy?
This is from Eddie in Troy. He says, Harris is at number 4, not Iserman. 85% of our team was traded for and drafted by Al Avila. Trades have been atrocious. His free agent signings have been even worse.
Yeah, but hold on. Now that's, God, I hate when you put me in a position I got to defend the Tigers, but here we are. Listen, first of all, the signing of Jack Flaherty was genius. The trade of Jack Flaherty to get Lorenzo was genius. Then bringing Jack back, genius. The acquisition of all these bullpen arms out of nowhere, and if you just want to give Chris Fetter credit, that's not fair. They've created a bullpen. They've created a rotation. Now, you're absolutely right. Did he inherit a lot? Yes. But look at the players he has been able to bring in to kind of nurse it along. Do I think he's, you know, God's gift to baseball? No. But to say that, like, oh, he's done... Yes, the Maeda thing was bad, or the way the Erod thing went down, bad. But come on, that's not fair to just broad brush and be like, nah, the trades are all bad, the signings are all bad. Look, they tried to get Alex Bregman. You want to label that bad too? You know, Bregman got hurt for the Red Sox, but he was on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. I kind of think it's okay to just give the guy credit and say he's done a good job. Now, I'm not telling you it's been... flawless, superb. His best work is the work we don't get to see, which is the restructuring of minor league baseball, developmental practices and systems. Look, he's done a spectacular job. The fact that the Detroit Tigers, who didn't produce a single living baseball player for 30 years, now have baseball players people covet.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't think that's fair.
Harris first, Brad second, Trajan third, Michigan Panthers GM fourth, Stevie is fifth. Oh, that boy. Is from Rick.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Here's another one. Holmes 1, Langdon 2, Harris 3, me 4th, franchise mode and PlayStation 5th, Iserman.
You know what we got to do? And I got to look at the calendars. What day NHL, the offseason truly starts. I want to have a conversation with the fans in this city of what, not what do you need? What can Iserman do to reestablish whatever beliefs you held about him? And look, some people might say, yeah, you know what, at this point, win a Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. Other people might say, look, I need this player or this move. I just want to know, because we're in a very strange place, Rico. The guy isn't getting fired. Lifetime deal.
No, you're right.
And no, but... yet, you're getting texts like that, and you're like, oh, geez.
Me what? In PlayStation mode.
Right. What can he do?
We are 2 weeks away from free agency opening in the NHL.
Okay.
Draft is the 27th and 28th.
I've said it all along. For me, I need one big trade. I need one big signing. And I'm talking frontline guys. Don't bring in some middle six forward or second pairing defenseman. No, we need a couple of studs, man. This team, when you watch the Panthers and Oilers or you watch any high-level playoff hockey, it's a different sport. I mean, this team 7 years in is nowhere close. Nowhere. That's pretty damning. Now, it can turn fast, sign the Capitals. But you got to do the work.
Right.
And his signings have been... Now, hey, to the previous ticket texter was knocking Scott Harris... I think you meant Steve.
Yeah, his signings. You're right.
The Andrew Copps and the Compfers and the Petries and the Halls and then...
Tarasenko.
Oh, dear God. It's just... look at the pro scouting on the Red Wings and just get a barf bag. Seriously.
No.
Without a gun to your head, you traded for Peter Mrazek. Yin-Yang Twins.
You brought him back.
Yeah. What? Peter Mrazek making $5 million. He's back. He hasn't been good in 5 years.
I know. It's like the Trinity Benson, except for he makes more money. Wow.
You love that reset.
You sure do.
Go ahead.
Holmes, Harris, Langdon, Izzo, Michigan Panthers GM, okay. Then Iserman.
This is getting slanderous.
They're getting, yeah. Doug in Eaton Rapids says Holmes, Langdon, Harris, 20th, Iserman. I'm telling you, man.
David, can you just put it in your notes? We have to do that show between now and when free agency starts, maybe the day before.
What does he have to do?
What, like, guys, is there... I feel like we're negotiating peace in the Middle East. Like, guys, is there a solution here? What can we do to make you like Steve again? 248. What does he have to do? Or are we just at an impasse?
No, I think it's there. It's just how high is that bar?
High.
Because for some, he's going to have to hoist the cup.
Olympic pole vault high.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'm wrong in holding that standard. I need two players that people want to buy the jersey, that people are hyped about, that raise the level of this team by no less than 12 to 14 points. This needs to be comprehensive. How would you slow roll it otherwise?
Can't.
Well, but what about Sandin Pelikka? Like, yeah, the idea that he's going to walk in the league and do what? Be Ray Bork? Like,
no.
I mean, come on.
Because I do think that some people are... It's that clock of we're hearing, well, it's going to take 10 years to turn this team around. No, it won't, because Iserman is going to, and wait, we're getting close to that 10-year mark.
Oh, boy.
And reality's starting to kick in.
The reason it's Holmes is that he put the best players on this team. Goff, yeah. St. Brown, Sewell, Langdon, had Cade when he got here.
Yes, and okay, again.
Fair.
But here's the other thing, and this is where regression happens. It's not a shot at Brad. The best GMs in the history of the NFL hit 50% of their first rounders. This guy's Ted Williams. I mean, he's out here hitting everything. Like, he walked in and essentially had a 3-year run like what Seattle did when they went from garbage to Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And they built the Legion of Boom and they found Russell Wilson and they got Marshawn Lynch. Like, all the things they did, their drafting was insane. Mm-hmm. That's Brad Holmes. Oh, the Oilers. There's the highlight. There you go. Let's play goalie roulette again. And this scumbag over here from Hollywood, Florida is going to have another Stanley Cup. This vagrant, this Florida man. Damn you, Paul Sarah. All right, we'll get you to Tiger Baseball here in about 6 minutes. I know Luke did his level best to build up the Pirates. They blow. You should sweep them right out of your ballpark. They're trash. So, look, welcome to Major League Baseball. Oh, my God, we had a bad series. Yeah, and don't worry. A team who likely doesn't try will be showing up next. Dude, baseball's got some serious problems, man.
Yeah,
there's so many bad, I mean, egregiously bad teams.
The good news is this team's no longer in that group.
Correct.
So,
but, I mean, my God. I gave a stat earlier to Caputo. He couldn't believe it. I was reading about the Rockies, not just about how horrific they are this year. Do you know... In the last 10 years, the Rockies, any of all the free agents they've signed in a decade, all of them, big, small, whatever, do you know what the collective WAR is? Wins above replacement. The collective WAR.
I feel
like. In a decade of free agent signings.
You know what? How about we go one? Be positive.
Lower.
Negative two.
Lower.
Negative four.
Lower.
Quit baseball.
Correct. You've arrived at quit baseball phase. The Rockies collective WAR, return on your investment, -9.8 wins above replacement. You, in fact, would have been better starting dead people. You could have called up a lineup of pitchers and had it be a flat zero. Major League Baseball.
Mistakes were made.
David, do your thing.
That is so bad. Okay, so I don't need the music. Let me go through some of the things that we talked about today. Orico, you had a blitz today. It was the OTA overreaction. We went through that. The one that I think got the most reaction was the Anthony Richardson job in jeopardy. We believe that he is going to be done. He is not going to get a he's not going to be the starter week one, was your question.
Yeah. Was it an overreaction? Because, and the thing, because he's got the shoulder injury and he's just been okay.
He's objectively terrible at football, and they paid Daniel Jones more than Aaron Rodgers to compete against him.
Or what he just said.
I'm here to help. Go ahead.
We also found out that the best vacation spot.
No, you're not going to turn 2 minutes of a 4-hour show into the big finish.
You know what?
I don't know, man. It was pretty good.
It was on point for those. It's summertime. You're looking to go someplace with the kid.
Don't go there.
If you go to Orlando, swing by Apopka.
I've got a friend in a hostage situation. He wants to move. Wife won't let him. It's a terrible scene. Apopka's a dump.
Swing by Apopka. Take a picture in front of the sign saying welcome.
You know the best view of Apopka?
Where?
In your rearview mirror when you're leaving. Paul Sarah knows.
That may be true. Yeah, Paul Sarah's here.
He's a Florida man. He knows what's up.
Yeah, he's about to win another Stanley
Cup
tonight.
He's not a Florida man.
Don't do that.
Yes, he is. I mean,
just because he doesn't drive some, like, hopped-up pickup truck doesn't mean he's not Florida man. Paul routinely wears American flag tank tops. It's just underneath his outfit.
Gotcha.
While he wears his Heat hat or his Florida Panthers hat. Exactly. Some of the important things that we got to was we ranked the GMs in this town. Rico, your ranking, I hope I wrote these right. Trajan was one, Holmes was second, Harris, and then Iserman.
Yes.
Mike, you had Holmes, Harris, Trajan, and then Iserman.
And the Langdon thing is based on 1 year. It's just, hey, if you don't care, that's fine. But Holmes took over to Charlotte Hornets and got that thing cooking and quick.
I bought the Langdon stock hoping it turns into Bitcoin.
Oh, I like it. That's a good one. Good for you.
And let me give those people an update here before we get to the Tiger topics that we had today. Let me give you an update because we were waiting on Will Vest news.
Mm.
And AJ, via MLB Network Radio, spoke today. Initial tests on Will Vest were positive, and he appears likely to avoid the IL. This is what he said, quote, "I'm expecting to have him available in some capacity, not go on the injured list. Things can always change if we get more information, but so far, so good." And then Cody Stephenhagen then later on tweeted, "Yes, he indeed is avoiding the IL. He said he's back to normal today." It's what Will Vest said today.
I don't know what the hell any of it means. I just know Will Vest isn't dead, and that's good because they need him. Him and Canely are their entire high-leverage portion of the pen. You need him badly. What's the injury? No clue. That explanation by AJ, don't understand it. I don't need to. Will Vest either pitches or he doesn't.
Yeah, we'll hopefully see him tonight.
No.
Things
go
well.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, you're saying you don't want to see him against the Pirates.
They're playing the Pirates.
Yeah, you could take.
I can have Paul close the games.
Yeah, take these next 3-4 days off.
Well, Mike, you did suggest we were talking about the Tigers' best record or best team. And then branching off of that, you had a suggestion for the Detroit Tigers, and it was trading for Chris Sale.
All in. All gas, no brakes. Really maximize the year and a half I got with Skubal. Make two runs at it. Your farm system's only as good as what you do with it. Max Clark won't be here before 2027 and probably won't be a high-functioning player at the earliest until 28. That doesn't help me. Same thing with McGonagall. Same thing with the Brisenos and the Lorenzos. And I mean, forget about the Chris Rodriguezes. They won't be here till 2030. What's the point of any of it if we're not going to get moving?
I think the most important part and the point was keep them from the Yankees.
That's right. Otherwise, yeah, I'll gladly take them and then they'll bust your ass. All right, Tigers are next. 10-0 Tigers. Lock it up.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.